In this episode, discover why it's impossible to deny the existence of God. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, sisters, friends, and everybody else watching. Welcome to Thought Revolution. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the second chapter of the Quran, verse 28. Now, this verse is very powerful because here Allah makes the case for his existence. Allah says, how can you deny God's existence? How can you disbelieve in Allah when you didn't exist? When you were dead and then he brought you to life. Think about this. This is just the beginning of the verse. We don't need to go any further. Just think about this portion of this verse. Allah, God is saying that how can you deny his existence when you were dead and he brought you to life? Well, first thing we realize when we study this and we think about this verse and we ponder over it is that our existence, God is telling us our existence is contingent upon God's existence. Now, how, from which perspective? That's the question. Well, look at it from any perspective, from our physical beings, right? We didn't exist at a point. We were nothing more than a drop of despised fluid, and then we grew and we were shaped and we formed into this being that we see today, right? Go down to the DNA, the foundational building blocks of life, how everything comes together, the information that's contained within the DNA for our lives, for the building of our beings. It's phenomenal. It doesn't make sense. It's ordered. All the way up to our rational faculties, the minds that we use to understand and comprehend things, the minds that an atheist uses to try and deny God's existence. We have rational, truth-bearing faculties. We have the ability to understand the truth of reality. We have the ability to use deductive and inductive reasoning. These are ordered faculties. They're not just random. Take our consciousness. We're conscious beings. We have personalities. You, whatever your name is, whoever's watching this, you are a person. You are you. Right? But if you deny Allah, if you deny God, what are you? You're just a rearrangement of molecules, just some chemical firings. That's all you are. You're no different from a table or a chair. You're just a different rearrangement of molecules. That's how we degrade ourselves when we deny God. Nothing makes sense without God. Right? So go back to the verse. God is telling us, how can you deny his existence when you were dead and you didn't exist? And that's the reality. We didn't exist. And then he brought you to life. Brothers, sisters, friends, rewind the tape back 30, 40, maybe 50, or even 60, 70 years. You didn't exist. You, this person, yourself, me, Imran, I didn't exist. I was nothing. I was no one. No one knew I would come into existence. But God created me. He sustained me. He supported me. He developed me. He provided for me. And he brought me to the point I am here today. And he did the same for you, even if you're an atheist. Even if you're someone that denies God. Now, you're the person reading this verse as an atheist and you're challenging God's existence. You have to realize, realize the fact that you have the ability to think and to comprehend and ponder over such a verse. What does that even mean on atheism? To ponder over something, to attain the truth of something. It means nothing on atheism. On atheism, we're just this accident from a result of these blind, random physical processes and as human beings, we've developed through this process called natural selection acting upon random mutations, this mechanism. Right, which is concerned with survival and not truth. So where does truth come from? Where does the ability to understand and reflect come from? Where do our emotions come from? Our moral values and duties, all of these things are encapsulated in this part of this verse. Where God says, how can you deny his existence when you didn't exist, you were dead, and then he gave you life? Really think about this, my friends, brothers and sisters. And if you're an atheist, it's time you become sincere to yourselves. It's time you own up and you realize and you understand. And you stop covering up that truth that you know inside, that you are not a result of random physical processes, but instead you are the creation of Allah, of God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything that exists. Until next time, JazakAllah for watching. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.